In this bulletin, more Omicron cases recorded across the ACT and New South Wales. Children as young as 5 to join the national COVID-19 vaccine rollout from January. And in sport, basketball star Liz Cambage says she has zero interest in playing for Australia at next year's Women's World Cup. For the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. The ACT has confirmed a second case of the Omicron variant, a close contact of the previous reported individual. ACT Health reported 6 new COVID-19 cases in the past 24 hours, bringing its total active caseload to 110. Of these, 6 are in hospital, 2 of which are in intensive care. Meanwhile, 2 more cases of the Omicron variant have been detected in New South Wales in the past 24 hours, bringing the state's total to 15. Most of the new cases are connected to a student at St. Peter Chanel Catholic Primary School at Regent's Park, who is believed to have acquired an Omicron infection at a Villawood indoor climbing gym. In the past 24 hours, the state recorded another 286 new cases of COVID-19 and 1 death in a southeastern Sydney man in his 60s. The federal government will include children aged between 5 and 11 in the national COVID-19 vaccine rollout from the 10th of January. It comes after the country's medicines regulator, the Therapeutic Goods Administration, provisionally approved the Pfizer vaccine for the age group. TGA Deputy Secretary John Skerritt says a growing body of evidence shows it is important for children to get vaccinated against COVID-19.
Now, while most kids do get a fairly mild infection, and only a limited number end up in ICU, which is great, there are bigger impacts. Unfortunately, about 1 in 3,000 of the kids who get COVID actually end up with this funny immunological condition called multi-system inflammatory condition. And those kids can end up being very sick for months. It's not the same as long COVID, but it has some things in common.
Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the January start date will be subject to final approval from the expert immunisation panel, ATAGI. Currently, 92.8% of eligible Australians have received their first dose and 88% are fully vaccinated. Federal Labor is pledging to deliver 465,000 free TAFE places, as well as funding more university places if it wins the next federal election. With the election set for the first half of next year, Labor has unveiled its second major election policy announcement in 2 days. Under the plan, TAFE would receive an extra $621 million over 4 years, including $50 million for a capital works fund. University funding would be boosted by almost $500 million to help an extra 20,000 Australians get jobs or upskill. Anthony Albanese says the pandemic has shown there are critical skill shortages that need to be addressed.
We will invest in a new generation of early childhood educators, registered nurses, teachers, and aged care and disability care professionals. The pandemic has reminded us of how important the care economy is. The work of care is often done by women, operating in full sight, but without due recognition. We can't say we valued that during the pandemic and then just forget it afterwards.
Sky News host Peter Credlin has apologised to members of the South Sudanese community in Victoria after she conceded she had made a number of incorrect remarks linking them to a COVID-19 outbreak. In a 4-minute apology, she says the broadcaster is working to remedy how it reports on the community.
The South Sudanese community was not involved in the end of Ramadan cluster, and indeed more than 93% South Sudanese-born members of the community are Christian, not Muslim. Lastly, I imply that the culture of the South Sudanese community is about gang membership, unemployment, and an inability to speak Australia's national language to the point of not even knowing about social distancing that was deeply offensive. I extend to the South Sudanese community my sincerest apologies for these errors and the hurt, humiliation and offence caused by the broadcasts.
In sport, Australian basketball star Liz Cambage is likely to have played her last game for the Australian Opals after declaring she has zero interest in representing Australia at next year's Women's World Cup in Sydney. Basketball Australia will name a preliminary 24-player squad on Monday and Cambage is set to miss out. The World Cup will take place in Sydney between the 22nd of September and the 1st of October next year. And in women's football, reigning A-League women champions Melbourne Victory have added some short-term firepower to their attack officially sealing a loan move for United States forward Lynn Williams. The 28-year-old Williams has joined on a short-term guest loan from her club, the North Carolina Courage, that runs through to the 7th of January. Pending her international clearance, Williams' stint at Victory could begin as early as Sunday's season opener against Adelaide United. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Sunny in Perth and Melbourne, cloudy in Adelaide, Hobart, Sydney and Newcastle, possible showers in Canberra, Brisbane, Cairns and Darwin. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos.